The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland is facing a perfect storm with cocaine. That's according to a new report led by the HRB, the Health Research Board. And it's interesting, they've compiled the data from five different sources, and they show that cocaine-related discharges from acute hospitals have soared from 1.4 per 100,000 people in the year 2000 to 24.3 per 100,000 in 2023. That's a 17-fold increase. Cocaine-related psychiatric admissions have increased from 0.24 per 100,000 to 2.4, which is a 10-fold increase. Cocaine treatment as the main problem drug has jumped from 1.5 to 93.2 per 100,000 people in the same period. That's a 60-fold increase. And last year, cocaine use among 15 to 64-year-olds increased from 1.1 in 2002-2003 to 2.4 in the years 22-23. So that's more than doubled. Cocaine-related fatal overdoses have increased from 0.13 to 2.6 per 100,000. That's a 20-fold increase. So those terrifying statistics are out there thanks to the HRB. I'm joined now by Dr. Garrett McGovern, addiction specialist and medical director of the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum in Dublin. Garrett, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
These are sobering statistics, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor.
Yeah, they sure are eye-watering. I mean, I think the one that stuck out, and they all kind of stick out, was the 62-fold increase in people presenting for treatment. This is a very, very, very big problem. And I don't think we have enough treatment to go around, really, to be quite honest with you. But we are seeing more and more of it, certainly on the ground. And that's the experience of my colleagues.
Now, people will say we're being alarmist, or the HRB is being alarmist, because that there will be those who regularly use cocaine on a night out at the weekend. And it seemingly is available in pretty much every pub in the land. What do you say to those people who are very sanguine about their own use of cocaine?
Well, I think these actual statistics that you called out on the top of this piece, Pat, really are problematic use. I mean, you're talking about cocaine-related psychiatric admissions and discharges from hospital. I mean, you're talking about 17-fold, 10-fold. These are huge, huge problems. And, you know, it's true to say that a lot of people will take cocaine and maybe, you know, will not end up in an emergency department. The problem with cocaine is it's illicit, so you're never really quite sure what you're taking. And although we call it cocaine overdose, I have seen in my career people who are casual users of cocaine succumb to the drug, probably due to adulterants. But, it's a risky business, cocaine use, yeah, that's for sure.
Now, in addition to all of these, if you like, medicalized conditions we talk about, there are the problems of drug driving, people driving cars who are buzzed up on cocaine and obviously may not drive with the same caution that they would otherwise employ. There's domestic violence related to cocaine use. There's on-street violence related to cocaine use. And yet, in spite of all the seizures, all of these stats go up and up and up. What can we do?
Yeah, it's a good point. What can we do? I mean, the problem with drug, you'll often see in the media, when police seize, there was the famous seizure off the coast of Cork, which was, I think, the biggest in the history of the state. The problem is, for every one of those that's getting stopped, there's a load of others getting through. Sometimes the cynical part of me thinks that maybe some of these seizures, some of them are offered up by dealers for police to take their eye off the ball elsewhere. But yeah, it's not going to cocaine is a very, very popular drug, that's for sure. And I don't think all the seizures in the world, it's a lot of police work, I suppose, but it doesn't seem to stop two things. One is the amount of drugs that find their way onto the street. And the second is what we see in clinical practice. So it doesn't get changed by those seizures, unfortunately.
Now, there are comparisons made with alcohol all of the time, and one texter is saying there are often reports of young people not drinking alcohol these days as if that's good. No one seems to realise it's because they've given up alcohol to take up cocaine.
Yeah, Look, a lot of this stuff is anecdotal. I mean, believe you me, I treat more alcohol than in my own clinic than any other drug, all the other ones put together and more. So we have a huge problem, as you'll know, with alcohol and our relationship with it. So I think what it probably proves is that Irish people like psychoactive drugs, in which alcohol is one of them. And a lot of people don't think of alcohol as a drug, but it is a very, very, very damaging drug. And yes, of course, people who have a very good relationship with alcohol are not going to come to very much harm. But there are a lot of people in this country drinking far more than's good for them. For instance, the binge culture is still there, and that's very, very harmful on a number of levels.
Yeah, and all of the things I mentioned about domestic violence, on-street violence, drink driving, all of those things are very harmful. And of course, damage to your liver and the possibility of cancers and all the rest from excessive drinking of alcohol, or indeed some people would maintain any alcohol at all. But it is a legal drug, and therefore it is to an extent controllable, either by a minimum unit pricing, by age limitations, IDs in the off licenses, all of those things. And of course, parental involvement as well with young people. When it comes to something that's illicit, many of those controls cannot be deployed.
No, they can't. I mean, I think we had a citizens' assembly a couple of years ago, and we're looking at a kind of more health net approach. But one thing was kind of more or less kept away from was could we be in a position to? I think the only thing that was considered in the citizens' assembly could we regulate cannabis. It was a very narrow defeat for cannabis legalization. I think it was 38-37 or something like that. And that's, in my lifetime, we're not going to see cocaine legalized. But I mean, I wonder, will we become more ambitious about this and say, look, this is unpleasable. Can it be regulated? And the problem we have is, and many detractors from the legalized model will say, well, we're not getting it right with alcohol. They're probably correct in that, but I have to say, if people think the cocaine wars or the drug wars is bad, I wouldn't like to see what the alcohol wars would be like. I think alcohol regulation largely works. I mean, people can go for a drink and not be persecuted and not, can enjoy people's company. And that, if you don't misuse alcohol, is good for you. You know, it's good for your mental health to go out and meet people and so on. So we largely get that right, but we don't get it right. We still have far too many people drinking and far too many people binging. And I we're looking at minimum unit pricing, getting rid of alcohol advertising and all that sort of stuff, which will definitely bring down the numbers of alcohol-related admissions to hospital and diseases and all those things that you talk about, domestic violence. It certainly will bring that number down. But we need to do more. We've got a relationship in this country, as I say, across the board with psychoactive drugs, where it's one of excess, that's for sure. Right. And that's what you see. I mean, just to say to you, Pat, we're far more likely. It was great that they actually did the statistics for, hospital admissions and stuff like that, because what we know from a lot of the drugs we treat, including alcohol, they're far more likely to end up with a complication of their drug or alcohol use in a hospital than they are coming to us to treat their addiction. That's the sad part of it. And the phrase prevention is better than cure. By the time they get to the hospital, I'm not going to say it's too late, but a lot of damage has already occurred.
Some of the texts coming in. We know what would happen if that socially accepted but poisonous and deadly drug, alcohol, its production, importation, sale and consumption was made illegal. If the existing law against the sale and consumption of cocaine was actually enforced, this country would have to become an open prison. The convicts at large would include doctors, lawyers, guardie and politicians, not just the stereotypical scumbag on the Liffey boardwalk. That's the way it is. Another one, target the low-level dealers. They are operating with impunity in Cork. If you take them out, it makes it harder for the distributors, if you like, the godfathers of this whole business. Cocaine deterrence, it's there. No country has defeated it, not even the US. Let's either prosecute users, zero tolerance, or legalize, quality assure, and take the crime out of the coke business. That's according to John. So what say you?
All very, very good points. Just the last point I maybe deal with first is, if you talk to any of the governors of the prisons around this country, they're bursting at the seams. So if you're going to have a zero tolerance and put anybody who uses cocaine in, I suggest we're going to have to build more prisons. And I'd probably be ineffective.
No, but there are ways in which, if you want to target people for what might be regarded as a non-violent crime, like distributing cocaine, if you deem that cocaine is bad for society, then all you do is you impose, you know, create a felony that doesn't take a prison sentence, but it means that someone, for example, can't go to America if you're a convicted felon. Even though the president one, but that's a different story.
Yeah, I think that's already the case. I mean, if you get a drug-related thing, you're not going to get into America anyway, and you do limit your chances
No, one's busting. No one's busting your man who comes into the pub on a Friday night. Everyone knows he has access to cocaine, including probably the local Gardaí. But they're not busting because they say, no, we need to get at the people who are importing and distributing and cutting this stuff with noxious substances. Let's not target the small guy. But if you target the small guy, there'll be very few small guys willing to take the risk.
I don't know whether that would be kind of borne out. I don't know when, if there's a template or a blueprint for that. I think drugs, one way or the other, they'll find a way onto the street. It's popular, you see, that's the problem. And people, if we're talking about maybe, I don't want to use the word draconian. Some countries do have draconian laws in relation to drug possession and use and selling it on. Their drug-related deaths are still quite high. So I don't know. Maybe probably better to get the police on to talk about that.
All right. Dr. Garrett McGovern, addiction specialist and medical director at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum, Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us. Now we'll...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.